Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live hour number 3. We are in Los Angeles. It is the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. You'll start noticing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all these preseason games. I do think there's, you know, a handful of guys I do want to see get take snaps. Not a lot, but a handful. Joy Taylor's joining me.
I mean, I want to see Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I just said this previously. I do think there are organizations that struggle with offense, and they're mostly organizations with defensive coaches. I don't think Belichick is going to finish in last place. I think Robert Saleh will. But I think what you're going to see in the AFC East is, I would just say New England doesn't There's a difference between offensive and defensive people in football, because offense is about creation. Defense is about blowing stuff up. Defense is about literally running, putting your body in harm, blowing stuff up, disrupting a play. Offense is about choreography and learning a playbook and multiple motions and sets. And so there's a different sensibility. Is that the defensive guys tend to be kind of, they have just kind of a working class ethos. They're tough guys. They run through a wall. They played the game. They were linebacker. And offensive guys feel like they're often very good teachers. Not that Belichick's not a teacher. But defensive guys, Pete Carroll, big emotion. Mike Tomlin, big emotion. Offensive guys like Kyle Shanahan's in his brain. He's in his head all the time. You know, that's the history of offensive coaches. So I think what happens is offensive coaches just naturally, personality-wise, they work very well with quarterbacks. It's kind of the same sensibility. I'll give you an example. You and I have been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
So once or twice in my TV or radio career, I've had somebody that was on air be a producer. And it's helpful. That is not to say you have to do it, but they sort of understand having to fill time. You know, the interview doesn't show up. There's an understanding of, oh, I've been there. I've been in that chair. I've been on the air. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that, but I've worked with a couple people that have done that, And there is a certain clock they understand as somebody that's been on the air. You've probably similarly had that situation.
Yeah, when someone has had the same experience as you,
yes,
then they tend to be able to empathize with your circumstance and work with you more closely to overcome those because they know the space that you're in.
Yeah, I mean, like Dave Wonstadt's a friend of mine and my wife, and we loved it. He's a defensive coach. He sees the world in, you know, offense can only screw stuff up here. Which, by the way, until about 7 years ago, that won a lot of championships in the NFL. But I do think, like, the Steelers are a great example. I know Mike Tomlin's smart and experienced. They can't get the OC right. They didn't show enough urgency getting a quarterback. And they can't get the O-line right. And they're not spending enough money on that side of the ball. So, whereas McVay, the first thing McVay did was get the left tackle right. Right? They addressed it. So they have had, since he's been there, they've had weaknesses on defense. Linebacking core for the Rams has been hit and miss. You know, safety, they've drafted well, but there's, you know, it's been okay. If you look at McVay's weaknesses, they've not been on the offensive side. And then that's, and again, when I say weaknesses, Rams have been very well run. But if you watch the teams right now that just don't have a feel for offense, last several years, Russell Wilson complained about that in Seattle. Right now with Belichick, the Steelers don't have much of a feel for it. So I think it matters. I think there's, you know, there's just certain personality traits that work for certain professions. Like if you're really detail-oriented, like there are certain careers that you should choose if you're really detail-oriented. If you're more of an artist, there are certain careers where that wouldn't benefit you, right? And so I think what's happening in the NFL right now is quarterbacks are 70-30 the league right now. College football, 70-30 coach over player, right? But you still have to have good players. NFL, it's 70-30 quarterback. A Brady's more important than Belichick. A Mahomes more important than Andy Reid. That doesn't mean a coach can't screw it up. But Drew Brees popped when he got Sean Payton. You know, coaches help. But Drew Brees, had he gotten a competent coach, would have been fine. And so, you know, I guess my whole point is I just feel like we have this kind of transformative movement in the NFL, and you're seeing it over and over and over and over. These defensive coaches do not – I mean, think about this. Sean McVay got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. He got to a Super Bowl. Trubisky ain't getting to a Super Bowl, and I doubt Kenny Pickett is. Yet Pittsburgh was in no real urgency with Big Ben's erosion for like 3 years. Goff got to a Super Bowl, and Sean McVay, not good enough. Garoppolo got to a Super Bowl, and offensive coach Kyle Shanahan, not good enough. Look at the urgency those coaches are putting at that position after getting to Super Bowls. So what does that tell you? They understand the value in it. And I think right now, when the Bears, with a young quarterback, when the Bears chose a defensive coach, it's classic Bears. They don't get where the league is going. You could have done that 10 years ago. I think the Bears are going to pay for it. Dan Campbell's an offensive guy. Matt LaFleur's an offensive guy. The new coach from the Rams for the Vikings, an offensive guy. The Bears have the defensive coach. I think they're going to pay a price for it. Seattle's three offensive coaches and Pete Carroll. And what has happened to that Seahawks offense last several years? Down the tubes. I just think that more than analytics in the NFL, you got to get the quarterback right. He's more important than the coach, and you got to hire an offensive coach. I mean, even Belichick now is a mess. They're a mess in New England. The only singular ascending defensive coach in the entire sport is Sean McDermott, and he's yet to win a conference championship. Now, he may, and I thought they were the best team last year, and I think Buffalo's the best team this year. But you know what? When you look at this stuff, like when the Bears went deep, and Matt Eberflus could be a great guy. But if you had, this is why I say this about Brandon Staley of the Chargers. I don't doubt he's a smart guy. Is he a great football coach? Is he willing? Now, to his credit, he has been Mr. Risk Taker offensively. So he doesn't appear to be the old school defensive coach, you know, run it in first down, run it in second, throw on third, punt, play field position. So Staley looks like he's got a little bit of an offensive mindset. That could be because he hasn't been coaching very long, right? He doesn't have those bad defensive, like, habits. or this sort of built-in, embedded emotional belief that defense and running wins games. It just doesn't. I think Mike Vrabel's one of the best coaches in football. Defensive guy. I think he's really, really, really good. And to his credit, he saw we got to get better at quarterback, because Marcus Mariota was not a disaster. We got to get better. Now, Tannehill, argue all you want, but at least I think Vrabel understood we've got to upgrade here. But I mean, I watch this league right now, and you got to be able to figure out the quarterback thing. You got to be able to get along with him almost to a person. The bad quarterback-coach relationships in the NFL last year, all of them, Russ and Pete, 2 years earlier, Brady and Belichick, Zimmer and Cousins, Flores and Tua. It was all defensive coach, offensive guy. Now, that doesn't mean some offensive coaches don't whiff. It's hard. I mean, everybody gets fired in this league. Belichick got fired. Andy Reid got fired. But if you look around the league at the tension, the relationships that struggle, quarterback coach, almost always a defensive coach. That is really, and it's happening fast. And I said this last hour, if you start looking at this year, the last place teams in the NFL, I got 5 defensive coaches. And often the only defensive coach in a division. So it's, I think the Jets are last. I think Pittsburgh's going to be last. I think Seattle's going to be last. I think Houston Lovey Smith's going to be last. Did I say the Bears going to be last? And Washington, I think, would have a chance to be with Ron Rivera. And I like Ron. But again, what did we complain about the previous year? They didn't take the quarterback position seriously. There were all these guys in the market. I thought the Steelers this year, we kept saying, get Garoppolo in there. What are you doing? Get somebody. They didn't do it, and they settled.
Make an effort to draft someone to sit behind Ben, who's obviously going to retire very soon.
It does take
industries time to adjust to new things. I get it.
So, and not new
it's
things.
Not, it's that I think even some fans still haven't moved towards the very obvious situation that the NFL is in right now with the offensive side of the ball. The best thing in some ways that could have happened was that 13 seconds in that game with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Because you watch that and you're like, he's not going anywhere. He's the best quarterback in the league. There's nothing you could do defensively to stop that from happening. Just isn't. And if that's what you're going up against, you have to be able to match that blow for blow on the offensive side of the ball. It's not that defense isn't valuable, but the days of the Ravens with Ray Lewis winning a championship, that's gone. That's not going to happen anymore.
You can't play that kind of defense. The league doesn't allow you to grab receivers.
Right. It's a new era. And with any kind of new era, we've seen this in the NBA, you see it in any sport, when there's a new era, everyone doesn't adjust to that or believe in it or recognize the value in it or where the direction is headed right away.
This is also something I see in the front office. There are, and it's been a change here in recent years. The Rams are on the forefront of this. You can only pay big money to about 6 positions. Quarterback, left tackle, pass rusher, weapons, and a corner. So prime example, the Rams, they pay the quarterback, they pay 2 receivers, they did pay Whitworth, left tackle, they'll pay an edge, and they'll pay Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. I've been told this by the really smart guys I trust in the league. You cannot pay big money to a guard. That's the Colts' problem. Their 2 best players are a guard and an often injured linebacker. You can't pay big money to linebackers.
And some of those contracts are from a few years ago.
That's right. Like the Bears, Roquan Smith is unhappy. To me, it's so obvious what you do. You can't pay big money. Now, there are guys like Micah Parsons who are like hybrids, like their linebacker pass rusher. Now you got to consider keeping him.
Well,
he's a playmaker.
If they're a disruptor and right, one of the faces of your organization. Also, Micah's a rookie, so he's right, obviously going to get paid.
But if I was Chicago, so you already butchered it. You hired the wrong side of the ball for coach. You have a second-year quarterback, and if it doesn't work, and this is a historic franchise that just doesn't get offense right. The Bears just don't do offense. It's that kind of tough guy. We like our defense. That's just the ethos in Chicago. So you got the defensive coach in a division with three offensive coaches, and that's where the league's pivoting. So you butchered that. Now you got a linebacker that wants a big contract. Well, you already spend way too much money on your front seven and safeties anyway. Like Seattle, you're paying the wrong positions. You're paying safeties. Okay, and so what I would do with Roquan Smith, I would go find a team that's going to overpay for him because he's a great player, and I would go get a number one or two receiver with Moody. Because the Bears have this young quarterback, a rebuilding O-line, a defensive coach. You've got to give this kid a shot. Cole Kmet's a good tight end. I like their running backs. They got clever little running backs. You got a tight end. You got Moody. You need another receiver. And so, like, to me, this is a great opportunity for the Bears to move out of yesterday. Let somebody else overpay for Roquan Smith. Go get offensive help. Go get a great there are teams in this league that have a surplus of wide receivers, or get a number two receiver and a first pick. But it's just like there's 7 of 7 last year NFC teams and offensive coaches. You got to be able to see around corners. This stuff is obvious, and I'm going to predict 5 last place teams in the NFL this year will have defensive coaches. Belichick is flailing. He's flailing right now, and Pete Carroll's absolutely going to finish in fourth. All right, Cowboys camp, we're checking in next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S.
So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. Right now, NetSuite offering one-of-a-kind flexible financing. Go to netsuite.com/herd. Dave Helmut has covered the Cowboys for 9-10 years. We have hired him at Fox Sports to be up in Oxnard, which, by the way, excellent strawberries. I don't know if you know that as a Texas citizen. Very good strawberries. He has a new article on FoxSports.com, how come Micah Parsons plans to be a matchup nightmare all over the field. I said I would not pay linebackers. Micah Parsons is that rare exception that he lines up in four different spots. So when you talk to him, what does he think? I mean, he plays with such urgency. There are guys in pro sports among pro athletes that you can spot them on the field. They're just moving. What does he think his secret sauce is?
I think one of the most insane competitive drives I've been around, for starters. I mean, he's absolutely that guy when it comes to just wanting to win everything. And then, it's nice to just have an absolutely freakish athletic profile as well. I mean, when you're 6'3", 230, and can run a sub-4.4, it speaks for itself. And the funny thing for me is, and I heard y'all talking about this on the previous segment, I mean, Micah is a pass rush phenom. I mean, he had 13 sacks last year. He looks like he could move down on the line and be a fantastic pass rusher full time, but he doesn't want that. He's like, put more on my plate. I want to be versatile. I actually asked him last week when I was, I was doing research, getting quotes for the story I wrote. I was like, what would you prefer to be ID'd as? How do you want the offense to see you? And he was like, see me as a big, but know that I can do more than that. Like, I want people struggling to ID me because it makes things easier for everybody else on our defense.
Well, basketball, Dave, I'm not sure if you follow, but it's become positionless. Like, Jokic for Denver can...
Absolutely.
Mike is kind of a little bit positionless, where he can guard the back. He's the rare guy that can size up a tight end, run with a back, and pass rush. He is really the ultimate hybrid defensive player.
I'm not a basketball savant by any means, but I use like a LeBron James when I talk about Micah a lot, just in the sense of, I mean, LeBron can play all five positions.
Absolutely.
On the court. Micah Parsons, you probably don't want him in the slot against like a true slot receiver, but like he can carry guys down the seam. Mike McCarthy was talking about it up in Oxnard last week. They track, everybody tracks GPS and these numbers these days. He went down the seam with Tony Pollard, probably the fastest player on the Cowboys offense, and clocked 20 miles an hour. So he can do that. He can rush the passer. He can drop in coverage. He doesn't have a position. And I really think when you look around the league at the most successful players and the most successful defense, you need a handful of those guys.
Yeah, no. And he may be the best in the league. I've said this before that, there's Bucky Brooks always says there's kind of tractors and trailers. There's guys that can pull a team, Josh Allen, that literally he can pull a team. And then there's guys that need to be kind of pulled. What worries me about Dak is his numbers without Amari or a healthy Tyron Smith. I did not think it was a good offseason. I understood with CeeDee Lamb's emergence saying, we're going to let go. We're going to move off Amari. But boy, Cedric Wilson was a darn good three. And now Michael Gallup's off an ACL. This does feel, Dave, like a little bit like, hey, Dak, we kind of need you to pull instead of be pulled. And I'm not sure he's that guy.
The funny thing, like, we don't have to debate, Colin, because we're going to find out in 2 or 3 weeks. Because I agree with everything you just said. I really think the Cowboys are putting the impetus on Dak Prescott to... And I think he's a hell of a quarterback. He's easily top 8 for me. On his best day, I think he's top 5. He's not all the time, but like he has played games at that level. Now he's got to do it consistently, and oh, by the way, he's got to do it with a lesser supporting cast. Now, Dak takes issue with that. He's said it many times, but like I said, we're going to find out. You have CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz. That's a decent enough 1-2 punch. Amari Cooper's gone. Cedric's gone. Michael Gallup isn't ready. The third guy you're asking to lean on after those two, Schultz and Lamb, is Jalen Tolbert, who is a rookie. He just got here. He's having a very nice training camp. But, man, when it counts for real, week one, and you're starting with Tampa Bay and Cincinnati right after that, like you don't have a ton of time to feel this out. So I really think the Cowboys are saying, we paid you like one of the best two or three quarterbacks in the league, and we need you to play like it.
Yeah. The listen, the way it ended last year, I have defended Mike McCarthy on this, is that when he was in Green Bay, the division was better. Chicago actually made a Super Bowl at the beginning of his run. Detroit had Matt Stafford. And Minnesota's always had talent. My entire life, I feel like they've been talented, a little dysfunctional. Matt LaFleur comes in. The Bears are lost. Detroit, Stafford's gone. Zimmer's a good coach. We'll see how that works out. But LaFleur is doing no better than McCarthy postseason. He's just crushing it in division. So Mike has been labeled as kind of, just an abject failure. Well, I look at the Cowboys' record last year. I look at his record against the better NFC North. Mike can coach. I do think situationally, he leaves a lot to be desired. But we've got something working here that is undeniable that a lot of people, I said, if you ask privately Cowboy reporters in a straw poll, they'd take Quinn over McCarthy. They wouldn't do it publicly, right? Because you got to interview Mike. It is a weird, Dave, it feels like kind of a weird dynamic to me. And I look at that early schedule. Joe Burrow, Tom Brady, they're 0-2, right?
They got the Rams week 5 as well, I believe. Like it. The league didn't do them any favors, and it's such a weird dynamic. And Mike McCarthy's saying all the right stuff. Dan Quinn said a lot of the right stuff as well. You know, Mike's my guy. The relationship there seems to be very strong. Dan made a big show of pointing out, he was saying, like, I'm looking out for Mike. Like, I'm not looking for that job. I'm looking to help Mike. And I believe that, but, I mean, you've done this for a long time. Like, it's the Dallas Cowboys. It's a pressure cooker. The minute things start to go askew, all hell breaks loose. And honestly, that's what I said about Mike McCarthy when he was hired, is we can make all we want to about how long it's been since they've been in the Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy will be a success if he can get the Cowboys into the playoffs on a consistent basis, because right. That has eluded them for 25 years.
Yeah, their standard's lower now.
They don't make consecutive playoff appearances. And Mike McCarthy was so good at that in Green Bay. Of course, he had Aaron Rodgers, but year after year after year, they were in the dance. That's what he needs to do with the Cowboys. And if it doesn't happen this year, you've got a guy in Dan Quinn who has done that as well. It is prime to be a lead topic on shows like this all season if they don't get the job done.
As Joy mocks me for this, I love training camp video.
Of course.
I mean,
who doesn't?
I make all my predictions based on it. But I thought last year, I didn't think this was a hot take. I had said Tony Pollard's got more juice than Zeke. He's just got more juice. Now, I did see some video. Zeke looks a little thinner to me. So lay it out. You've been at practice. What do I expect to see from Zeke?
If Zeke Elliott's healthy, I think he can be just fine. And it's easy to forget. He hurt his PCL and his knee ligament last year, week 4, week 5. First month of the season, he looked like the guy they drafted. He looked like that young guy from 2016, 2017. He was averaging 115, 120 yards per game until he got hurt. Now, it's interesting that the Cowboys knew he was hurt and still kept using him as their bell cow. That's a different conversation, but he looks healthy. He looks thin. His footwork looks fantastic. I think Tony Pollard, I mean, there's no debating he's faster. There's no debating Tony Pollard has more juice as a pure runner. I still think Zeke Elliott is the better overall running back when you're talking about everything a running back is asked to do. And if he's healthy, I absolutely, 1,200 yards is certainly on the table. Like, his health is the only thing that gives me pause about how good he can be.
So when you, the advantage, if you put this Cowboy team in the AFC West, or maybe the NFC West, it's a different conversation.
Yes.
but they're in the NFC East, where I still think Philadelphia is kind of rebuilding. Washington is. The Giants really are. So I think there's I have Dallas finishing second, but if they won, would not be a shocker. You look at their schedule. There's some moments here. It's a little rocky early. When I say to you 11-6, am I reaching? How does it feel to you, Dave?
11-6 is for me. I usually fall on like 10-7, so I'm right there with you. I think. I mean, the NFC East has gotten better this offseason. I still think
Philadelphia clearly has.
Clearly, and I think Washington has upgraded. At least marginally. I think, I know the end of the year in Indy was a debacle for Carson Wentz, but right. He quietly had a decent season.
27 TDs, 7 picks.
If he can avoid the one or two boneheaded things he insists on doing per game, I think Washington is a sneaky good team.
All right, so let's just go over this for fun.
Okay.
We all at some point in our life, David Hellman joining us radio audience, have grabbed our pocket schedule and a felt pen and gone WLO.
What, like, why are you a football fan if you're not doing that? You know, like, that's the whole joy of it.
Okay, so let's say I'll give them a split with Brady and Burrow. They'll win one of those games.
Okay.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Okay, keep track. Joy, can you keep track of this? Okay.
Sure.
Thanks, Joy.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Joy. So they're 1-1. Let's go to week 3. They beat the Giants, and they beat Washington. They're 3-1.
Okay.
They lose at the Rams, 3-2. At Philly, your call.
I lean toward Dak Prescott against the NFC East. I mean, he's owned that division for most of his career.
I agree. So now we're at 4-2. I agree with you. Detroit Bears at home.
Should be wins.
Okay. We're at 6-2 and we're feeling good. We got to buy.
Wow. This is optimistic because that's the brutal stretch of the schedule for
Dave at Green Bay at Minnesota. I'm going to tell you something. I think Minnesota is the dark horse team in the league.
Absolutely. Okay. Could see two losses.
Okay.
There.
Oh, now we're 6-4 and the McCarthy.
Now people are impressed for sure.
Giants. Then they get a really favorable stretch. These are go either way games. Giants, Colts, Texans home.
Again, Dak Prescott doesn't lose to the Giants.
Okay, so we're 7-4. I think 8-4. Let's say they lose to the Colts.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so now we're at 8-5. All right, then the season comes down to at Jacksonville, W-9. I'll let you call the last three. Philly, Tennessee, Washington.
I think Philly's, put some respect on Philly and say that should be a season split one way or the other.
8-9-6.
9-6. And at Tennessee.
Vrabel's really good.
I give that to Tennessee.
9-7.
Yeah, and then they beat Washington. Yeah, 10-7 sounds about right. That 6-2 would be a hell of a start with Tampa, Cincy, and LA all on the schedule.
Yeah,
the
so Cowboy fans, we gave you a win over Matt Ryan and the Colts. Pretty good team. And we gave you a win over Brady or Burrow. So we were not negative. We were pretty positive. Now, we do say you split with the Eagles. That seems reasonable.
This to me, they're lesser on paper than they were last year.
I agree.
So unless something crazy happens, and maybe they've found another Micah in this draft class. Maybe somebody that we're not talking about is a star by the end of the year. But just looking at it right now, which is all we have to go on, this is like a 9 or 10 win team. I think I would pick them to win the division if you were asking me to do it, but they'd probably be the 3 or 4 seed in the playoffs. That's what I expect.
Excellent stuff. David Hellman, never had him on before. Fox Sports Digital, read his stuff. He's got a Micah Parsons interview. Twitter is DaveHellman_. Is that what it is?
That's me.
So you use the underscore at the end. That is, you are progressive.
There were, I guess there's like a rap video director named David Hellman, so I had some trouble with that.
You didn't want to be connected. You want to be your own guy.
That's right.
All right, David Hellman, read his stuff. FoxSports.com. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Anytime, y'all. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herd Line.
You know
news.
What? 10-7. You start looking at that. You start looking at it. We were pretty good. We gave you a win over Matt Ryan and a win over like Joey Burrow. That's.
I felt like you had them with more wins this year.
No, I have them second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Philly winning the division.
One of my things is, I've always told you, situational football wins or loses about 4 games a year. I don't love McCarthy with a clock. Just gonna tell you right now. Love it.
Playoff loss was
not good. And then he doubled down after the game saying it. I don't like his situational awareness. And I think in this league, the average game is decided by 4. You know, college football, situational awareness. Alabama's gonna line up.
Talent, doesn't
matter. Yeah. But in NFL football, it becomes everything. That's why in the NBA, veteran teams tend to beat young teams is because their situational awareness, end of half, end of possession, end of game, you get about 6 points a game being a veteran player. You just manipulate the official, you manipulate the clock.
Yeah. So LeBron and Rich Paul met with Darvin Ham and Rob Pelinka last week, and the contract extension for LeBron was briefly discussed. Haynes reports that the majority of this meeting was to make sure that they don't have the same type of season they had last year.
Yeah.
He said that LeBron preached the importance of consistent competitiveness and cohesion.
Getting along with others.
Everyone needs to be accountable, foster an atmosphere of selflessness.
Oh, don't hog the ball.
Focusing on defensive tenacity.
Westbrook doesn't play defense.
Also, Ham agreed that everything on the offensive side of the ball should run through Anthony Davis.
Oh, that's not going to sit well with you-know-who.
And in terms of potential roster moves, the group agreed that patience will be key. Want to see how the roster plays before making any drastic moves. Overall, the meeting was deemed productive, and Pelinka made it clear that he wants LeBron to retire a Laker and will provide him with all the resources necessary to compete for a championship each year.
I thought who was included in the meeting was interesting. LeBron and Rich Paul. Rich represents LeBron and AD.
Right.
So Westbrook's agent was not included. It was the coach.
Well, Westbrook has a new agent.
Well.
Because remember, he parted ways with his.
Well, the phones don't work with new agents?
You know? No, I don't think that anybody else should have been in the room.
All right.
I think this was, the room was full. Small room.
Small room.
And that's how it
should be. Four chairs.
Well, I mean, traditionally, that's been the problem with the Lakers. Is there's, I'm all about hearing new ideas.
Yes.
Everyone on the team should feel like they have a voice.
Yeah.
But how big is the team? The team doesn't need to include everybody that you've ever known, that you've ever had a cocktail with.
I want LeBron. If you told me one player's in the room,
LeBron
has earned the right. He's one of the smartest players in league history.
Not only has he earned the right, the only reason you're viable is because LeBron is there.
That's it.
LeBron is the connecting fiber with Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis. There doesn't need to be everybody in the room. You're seeing what's going on in Brooklyn. One person should be in the room. Rich Paul represents both Anthony Davis and LeBron James, so he should be there. And then you have Rob Pelinka and the head coach. That's it. That's the room. That should be the decision makers.
Yeah.
And when you set what you're going to do moving forward as an organization, those are the voices that are going to carry that out anyway.
Yeah.
So I like the plan. I like the ideas behind it. Again, all of this has to play out with the most important factor for the Lakers from the very beginning, which is Anthony Davis going to be healthy?
Yeah.
I don't care what else happens with the Lakers. I don't even know why it's worth talking about if Anthony Davis is not on the floor. LeBron James, we know what we're going to get with LeBron James every single year. He's going to miss a few more games than he used to miss. He's going to come in the best shape of his life. He's going to take care of his body. There's no reason to question what LeBron James is going to be. And at this point, we know exactly what Russell Westbrook is going to be. The only question with the Lakers has been and has always been, is Anthony Davis going to be healthy? Anthony Davis is unbelievable. We tend to forget how effective and great Anthony Davis is because he is never on the floor.
Yeah.
If he's playing, they are a playoff team and they are viable.
Yep.
If he's not, they're not. All of the planning, all of the roster tweaking, all of the resources, all of the conversations about accountability, none of it matters. Anthony Davis has to be healthy. He missed 42 games last season. He's got to be on the floor. So sticking in Los Angeles, there were rumors this offseason that Sean McVay was flirting with the potential of leaving for television.
Amazon offered him a lot of money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
He ended up staying with the Rams, and they have now capitalized. He announced that he signed a contract extension yesterday. The terms have not been released.
It's supposed to be a big article. Seth Wickersham wrote a long article on McVay and his torment. And, you know, you say not he's a tortured genius, but he is very driven and is, you know, when you're young and you're really good, like McVay, and you look at all these legendary coaches and how they age, what about like winning two Super Bowls and 39 years old, Seacrest out?
Well, I think the world has changed a lot.
Yeah.
A big part of that was the pandemic. I think everyone kind of took a step back and evaluated how are we spending all of our time. And I think a little bit of globalization and learning how other people, how other workplaces operate, how other countries, you know, we're not the only ones with Wi-Fi. How do their workforces operate? They have, you know, paid time off. They are not allowed to answer emails. It's illegal to answer emails past a certain amount of time. You know, and they're still productive and make lots of money and still manage to have a different kind of lifestyle. So there is not just one way to be successful. And I think particularly with younger people, they're now moving into a space that says, I'm going to have a work-life balance. Like, I know my particular age group, we were not brought up with the idea that there's a work-life balance. It was like work all day long, never take time off, never take a sick day,
Come
drag yourself to work every single day and do this all for the company.
Yeah.
And now things are changing. But I think that said, Sean McVay is going to be with the Rams for a while.
Yeah.
And he talked about how he is linked with GM Les Snead.
It is something that we've been taking care of, but it is very important for Les and I to kind of have that represented as we're a partnership and a pair. No, I mean, I feel good. I mean, it was kind of always, a really good dialogue that existed. These things, they take time, but I think it is important. You know, we, out of respect for the process, we wanted it to be able to be announced when both Les and I got done because of the partnership, and I think it's only gotten better as we go, but that's kind of where it's at right now.
Obviously, they're coming off of a Super Bowl victory, and Leslie has done an amazing job there.
I've said this before. I feel really bad for fan bases who have operations that feel like they don't know what they're doing, like the Bears. Chicago's such a passionate city. If you're in Los Angeles, you know, they used to say when Belichick was rolling, it was like, in Bill we trust. I mean, I am literally with the Rams. They are an A-plus at everything. Their operations, their stadium, their owner, their GM, their quarterback, their coach. They walked into this city, which is a wildly distracted city, with incredibly popular teams like the Dodgers and the Lakers. And they have walked into this city, and they just haven't made any mistakes. Good guys. I mean, I'm not saying this just because I know some people. This operation, they draft well. They develop well. They PR well. They've really figured out they're really ahead of the curve. And I've sat here and watched it in L.A. because they got here about the time I got here. And, I the Dodgers are very well run. Don't get it twisted. UCLA basketball wins. I mean, everything wins here almost. I mean, we knock on the Lakers. They won a title 3 or 4 years ago in the bubble where everybody else imploded, right? So, but to watch them come into this city, a wildly competitive city, and the ownership down, they just do not make big mistakes. And if they make a mistake, they own it and they move off fast. It's really a sight to behold.
It's very impressive, and that's why I love studying and praising organizations that do things the right way, because it always fascinates me when organizations who don't do things the right way are yelling and screaming about how we're supposed to give them some kind of respect or something. Like, earn it. You guys have done absolutely nothing. You've had one season where you popped. Okay, do it again. Be consistent. I know it's boring to like do the right thing and treat people with respect. But there are benefits to it.
Yes.
And when the rings are following organizations that have those like cultures, Milwaukee, Golden State,
I mean, let's
the
be
Rams.
In our life, there have been great franchises. I mean, the Bulls with Jordan were amazing, but it was a constant circus between the GM and the coach and the owner. They just had Phil Jackson was so great. Michael was so great. Pippen was so great that they just overcame a lot of nonsense. The Warriors and the Rams are just, that's how you do it. That is literally how you run a pro sports franchise, owner down. Now, Joe Lacob of the Warriors gets a little over his skis sometimes. He can get very techie cocky. You know, sometimes he'll say something, and I can see Steve Kerr going, God, Joe, would you just stop saying we're light years ahead of people. Never say that in any business.
You can earn it.
One
of those. Earn it.
Once a year.
He also writes some checks. So
that like he does. He pays for it.
Yes.
Joey with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
It never lands well in any industry to say you're light years ahead of it. People take umbrage with it. They don't. People don't like that. I am light years ahead of this industry.
Well, they can always just go beat them.
Good point. Point
that
taken.
Option is on
no
the table.
Lies told by Joy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches, we talk to players, we tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
You know, I was just talking during the break with Ryan on the board. We were talking about what makes a great pro sports franchise. I think there's several boxes. Like, do you draft and develop well? Do you draft players and they get better? Do you have continuity? Coaching, players, continuity. Is your commerce strong? Like, you can sign the big checks for free agents. Are you culturally progressive? Are you in on analytics? Whatever it is, are you moving with the times? There's an argument to be made that the Rams, the Dodgers, and the Warriors are the three best in all of professional sports. Like, the Red Sox do a lot right, but their commerce isn't great. They let Mookie Betts go. The Dodgers stole it from him. Is that the Dodgers have won 8 or 9 straight. Now, I've always thought the Braves are very well run. Houston wins, but they cheated. Yankees have won, but not enough titles, and also, they just have a huge payroll. I think the Mets right now are a fascinating team because I think they're making some really smart moves, but they haven't done it long enough to put them in that classification. But if you, and I'm talking about the four, do you draft and develop well? Dodgers, Warriors, Rams. Ram 14 in the Rams starters. It'll be 15 this year because they drafted a Wisconsin guard who's going to start. 15 of their 22 starters are drafted.
Which is interesting because when you think of the Rams, you think of free
stars.
Agents. Yeah. But you think of guys coming in. Matthew Stafford, Jalen Ramsey,
right.
Odell.
So that is crazy. And I think the Niners are not in that class, but they're not that far down. We'll see if Trey Lance can play. But to have three in the three big sports in America that all of them are in, how lucky are Californians? Warriors, Dodgers, Rams. Those organizations are being poached constantly. People are sending their staffs to visit those teams, monitoring, taking their coaches. We're very lucky in this state. And people often say, Colin, you moved to California, you talk a lot of California teams. I didn't in the first 2 years because the teams weren't as dominant. Right now, just the state of California, the quality of athletes, coaching, development, GMs, owners is remarkable.
And you have to do the winning.
And
also,
yes.
So they've all won titles. So there are lots of teams that are trending in that direction. But you have to get over the line and actually win the championship.
Yes.
While moving in that direction.
I actually think the Clippers are really, really well run. They just can't stay healthy. But I think they have the right coach, the right owner, the right GM.
Well, you need a little luck on the way to a championship.
There's no
Everyone
question.
Knows that.
No. I mean, the Rams have been bizarrely healthy. This year, the Dodgers, Kershaw's hurt. Walker Buehler's hurt. So the Dodgers may be getting a bad health break this year. I don't think the Dodgers will win it. I think as DeGrom and Scherzer get healthy, the Mets are going to have the momentum. So this year, the Mets, the guys got hurt at the right time. The Dodgers' arms aren't. So
I think how things go for Milwaukee over the next few years would be very interesting.
Who's that?
Milwaukee. If the Milwaukee Bucks win another championship, I think you have to put them in that space.
Well, I mean, Green Bay's been well run. Milwaukee's well run. Believe it or not, the Brewers are actually pretty viable. Stay motivated. Stay energized. Try mdrive.com. Check it out. $5 free shipping. Try their most popular supplement. Thanks to us, mdrive Boost and Burn. For Joy and everybody, we'll see you tomorrow live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.